Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become mayor of London after beating Conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign. Election results announced Friday night show Londoners voted Khan into office at a margin of 57% to Goldsmith's 43%. In becoming mayor of Britain's capital, Khan ends 8 years of Conservative control of the city. And during his acceptance speech, he talked about his roots growing up.
This election was not without controversy. And I'm so proud that London has today chosen hope over fear and unity over division. I hope that we will never be offered such a stark choice again. Fear does not make us safer, it only makes us weaker. And the politics of fear is simply not welcome in our city.
Khan's victory in the mayoral race offers a bit of hope to the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional races across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons were eligible to vote. He's also the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation into the incident but gave no details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. This is VOA News. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in Aleppo is in effect, providing some breathing space for residents in the battleground northern Syrian city. Displaced families returned home, schools reopened, vendors resumed some of their activities as the truce went into effect on Saturday. The city had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, two friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, the editor-in-chief of an opposition newspaper, were detained for questioning today. Dündar was unharmed and sentenced to 5 years and 10 months. The paper's Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül was sentenced to 5 years in prison himself. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets after reporting on allegations of government arms smuggling to Syria. Following the verdict, Dündar accused President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and pro-government media of creating a hostile climate, paving the way for the attacks. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in the trial of ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi's verdict, meantime, was postponed, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Egyptian court sentenced six of the 11 defendants to death, pending a review of their sentences by the country's top religious authority. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for former President Morsi until June 18. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. It is not clear what verdict, if any, the court will give Morsi when it meets again on June 18. Any verdict that may be issued, however, can be appealed and is not final. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Mexican authorities today abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside Mexico City to a penitentiary near the border with the United States. Guzman is the notorious drug cartel boss who's twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years, and he was transferred under heavy security to Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande. President Barack Obama today delivered a rousing commencement speech at Washington, D.C.'s historically black Howard University.
The poverty rate is down. Americans with college degrees, that rate is up. Crime rates are down. America's cities have undergone a renaissance. There are more women in the workforce. They're earning more money.
All good things done by the nation's first African-American president. However, he did say racism and inequality persist. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.